So greet, you can greet the person beside you once. Shake them, ask them how their week went. Who is sitting in the front? All these seats empty. All right, so please just move forward. If there's an empty seat in your front, just move forward. So you guys on the second row, move to the first floor, first row, and so on and so forth. All right, quick. All right, so move the guys in the third row, move to the second row. The guys in the fourth row, move to the third row. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church? Are you happy to be in church? All right. Me too. I'm happy to be in church. Amen. Teddy, you joined us today. You're welcome. So today we'll be continuing where we stopped. I think we're looking at overcoming life challenges, right? Amina, am I correct? Yeah. Who is on the screen? Who's on the, are you the one? Okay, please, I need you to help me, okay? I forgot my Bible at home. So if you don't help me, I won't be flowing well like that. So please be quick and sharp. Are we together? Are you people not responding? Are we together? All right. Is anybody hungry? Who is hungry? That's a lot of people. You didn't eat this morning. Oh, you ate, but you're still hungry. Isn't that? Yeah. I'm allowed to say, let's buy a biscuit or something, but people have not. You distract the preaching. All right. So where did we stop last week? Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. We give you praise. We ask that you shall bless us and keep us, preserve us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. So where did we stop last week? Oh, yeah. Three tools to solving problems. I think we mentioned one, no? Peace. Yeah. What did we say about peace? I can't remember. Anyone? Does anybody want to talk? All right. Elizabeth. Oh, hold on. I bring it. The mic is not on. It's not your fault. It's come and help, Anna.
One of the ways you know you have peace is through prayer and thanksgiving and the practicing of God's word.
Yeah. I said that. That's one of the ways to enter into the peace of God. Does any other person want to say anything? Or I'll say explain that more. Because I just wanted to close. All right, Joy.
He said that if my spirit is connected to God's spirit, God's peace can flow through me.
God's peace can flow through you if your spirit is connected to God's spirit. Hallelujah. Just in case, is there any other person that wants to? Is there any other person? All right. So, let us go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 6. So 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 6. Can we read together? I want to go. All right, let's read now. I want to go. Let's read it in NLT, please. All right, want to go. Yeah, so you see that great gain there. The context of that gain is actually worlds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Our retreat, by the way, our retreat is going to be on the 12th of September. Okay. It's a Saturday. So I was thinking, because, you people are now big people. A lot of you are now working. So, are you not happy? Yeah, a lot of you are now working. So, we'll set it up on a Saturday where it'll just be a normal Saturday like this. But we'll just come earlier, maybe from like 9 or so. So that's two Saturdays from now. So, maybe from like 9, we'll just come 3, 4, we'll be done. Or maybe 8. Do you prefer 8 or 9? 9. That I can sleep. we'll think about it. So, yeah, it's going to be a great one. All right. So, yet, true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the context of... Zion, are you doing anything there? Come and sit down close. Come and sit down. I want to be seeing your face. Who is staying beside you? Okay, come and stay beside Shati. There's no issue. I just want to see your face. Yeah, true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's itself great wealth. So in NKJV, when he talks about great gain, that great gain, it's dealing with the issue of wealth. Why? Because Paul is talking to Timothy, who is a minister of the gospel. As a minister of the gospel, at least the way they used to do their own minister of the gospel is that you're sort of removed from the cares of the world. In other words, the things that everybody is running for, you know, as a minister of the gospel, you have to turn your eye away from it. In fact, that's even one of the things that would look at in that retreat, you know. But as a minister of the gospel, you know, the way Paul is, he's telling, he's encouraging Timothy, you know, and it's like, before this, he has been teaching him about all the things he needs to do, why he needs to follow Paul, essentially, right? And he's gotten to this place, and he's now telling him that true godliness with contentment is great wealth. So you might be seeing your mates becoming billionaires, all that kind of stuff, right? But even though you are not participating in that context, if you have godliness and you have contentment, you are wealthy. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah. Now, you know, typically, because I'm talking to young people, there is an expectation that I should be gassing you up, you know, so I should be telling you good things. So I should probably say, no matter where you are now, you can be a governor, you know, or you can be the president of Nigeria, okay? Or you can be the next Elon Musk, or the next Dangote. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. You know, that's the expectation. But let me ask you a question. Did you ever read in your Bible where you saw a promise of God, you are going to be the next Elon Musk? Is there anybody that read such a thing? Huh? Okay, no. Now, the reason why you will not read it is because ultimately, it doesn't count to God how much you have. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yeah.
Because in God's eye, wealth is different from how men judge wealth. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. You need to understand this thing so that you will not... I'm talking about peace, but I need to make you understand some things, okay? In God's eye, God doesn't judge wealth based on how men judge wealth. How do men judge wealth? When we say you are wealthy, what do we mean? Huh? Money, yeah. Yeah, houses, you know, cars, yeah. Essentially, the more things you have, the more wealthy you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how we judge wealth. So, who is the richest man in the world currently? Elon Musk, Abby. Yeah, now, why is he the richest? He's the richest because his company is worth... How much is SpaceX? Maybe 1 trillion or something like that, you know. So, because he has a lot more money than you, he's more wealthy than you. That's how God judges wealth. That's how men judge wealth, okay? But God is different from that. And I have to tell you so that you will not be... you see, if for example, now in this conversation, there is... I don't know, is this thing... if in this conversation now, maybe as I'm saying this thing now, you're feeling sad, because your dream has been to be rich, and you think I'm killing that dream, you know. Satan has oppressed you. Satan has changed the way you think. you know. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah, it's what Satan has done, you know. I was telling you guys last week about how Jesus's lack of wealth is very confounding to us human beings. We can't believe it. You know, it's very disappointing. You know, it's so disappointing that we had to create a brand new story that does not exist. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's the brand new story? The brand new story is that Jesus was rich. You know, it's a fabrication. It doesn't exist. You know. I was saying last week that Jesus Christ is not, when he was on earth, he was not Tony Elumelu. He was not like that. You know. He was not moving on the earth like that. He was not like Dangote. You know. He didn't have 15 businesses and 2 banks. You know. Hallelujah. But you see, it's so disappointing because to human beings, well, yeah, it's so sad. You know, it's like, as human beings, we can't handle that very basic and simple thing. You know, we feel like we need to, we then need to create a version of Jesus that does not exist. So we say things like those very strange things. You know, when you're trying to say that he rode on a donkey, do you know how much donkey was back then? Like, it's so sad. But it just completely is a waste of brain power, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you angry with what I'm saying?
Yes.
The reason why Jesus, God never really, no, Jesus achieved his purpose. Amen. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes,
Jesus achieved his purpose, and in the achievement of his purpose, he needed funds, and he got the money that he needed to get to achieve his purpose. But the reason why Jesus Christ or God was never really concerned about maybe the world status, because it is very simple. In his thinking, it means absolutely nothing. Are we together? Huh? God doesn't try to impress human beings. I hope you know. I hope you know. You know, he doesn't try to prove a point to human beings like me, self, I'm average, I have money. You know, he's just living his life. Hallelujah. Are we together? He's just living his life, you know. He's doing what he wants to do. That's the definition. That's how he operates. What I want to do, I will do it, you know. He's not thinking about this or that. And that's why one of the major attacks of Satan is for you to, because of work, you will not come to church. Hallelujah. Are we together? It's an attack of Satan, you know. Because of work, he will not come to church. Amen.
Amen.
But anyway, I'll explain, hopefully, maybe if the Lord wills, I'll go more into that so that you will understand. Now, let us go to Luke 12. We'll go to Luke 12, then we'll come back here. Luke 12, verse 15. Can we read this together? 1, 2, go. Yeah, put it back on NLT, please. All right, 1, 2, go. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? This is Jesus speaking. So when he's speaking, if he's not measuring life by how much he owns, you can see why he's not bothered about coming into the world as a wealthy person, because for him, that doesn't change his desire, or that doesn't affect his purpose, in quotes. It doesn't affect his the reason why he came. He came to die for us, okay? And that's what he's focused on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Jesus came to die for us. He didn't come to have money. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He came to die for us. You know? He didn't come to have money. So here he now says that we should be aware or beware guard against every kind of greed. So what is greed according to this statement that Jesus made? What is greed? According to this statement that Jesus made, what is greed? Think. What are you thinking? Are you thinking of something? And say what you're thinking. Get the mic, say what you're thinking.
So what I was thinking is that you want all the money in the world, you want it for yourself.
Sorry?
All the money in the world, you want it for yourself.
Yeah. That's correct. But according to this scripture, greed is when you measure life by how much you own. Huh? Or covetousness, you know, is a thinking pattern that Jesus Christ is exposing. Are we together? Huh? God's will, are you understanding what I'm saying? Are you guys understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's a thinking pattern that God is exposing. What he's saying is that thinking pattern of judging your life based on the abundance of things you have is greed. Are we together? That thinking pattern is greed. Greed is, what he said was that when you want everything, yeah, that's fine. But just the thinking pattern of, so for example, I can say that according to the world, Elon Musk is the richest man. But if in my heart I believe that Elon Musk is the wealthiest man, I'm a greedy person. Hallelujah. Are we together? I can say, as per that's what the world says. If you ask me who is the richest person in the world, I'll say, yeah, you know, according to Forbes or whatever, you know. But when I now begin to take on that definition into my own personal space, then it's because I have a thinking pattern of greed. Do you understand what I'm saying? You guys understand what I'm saying? And it's not such a big deal to be a greedy person. You know, it's not, it's default human being, you know. Why I'm teaching this is so that you can graduate from default human being and start becoming like a child of God. You understand? So, everybody is greedy. The Okada man is greedy. The Malam, everybody is greedy on earth. Are we together? Yeah. What's causing that crackle? The wire, come and check it. I guess fully what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not tight or something. All right, so it's still doing. Let me change. I just put it. I said, because. What was I saying? Huh? Talk now. Ibuki was saying something. Yeah, everybody is greedy. Even you yourself, you are greedy. You know, hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? No, you are greedy. Are you not greedy? Huh? It's not a cause, it's just the reality. As human beings, we are the way we are. Until we grow, that's when we stop being the way we are. You know. Same way all of us are wicked. You don't need to paint something on your face to be wicked. You know, all of us are wicked until you become a child of God, not just in declaration, but in actual behavior. That's when you stop being wicked. Wickedness is just being selfish. Once you're selfish, you're a wicked person. Yet, hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah. Once you're selfish, you're a wicked person. You know. You'll be behaving in a wicked manner. It's not what I want to teach, but let me explain it with an example. Elizabeth, come. I'm looking for a guy. Come. Then Joy, come. You want to come? Okay. Yeah, come. So let's assume that what's her name? Angela. And so let's assume that Angela and Elizabeth are in a relationship, okay? So they're dating, right? Then Joy is Elizabeth's pastor, you know? So Elizabeth is dating Angela, and Joy is Elizabeth's pastor, let's say they met in law faculty in Unilag, Abby, something like that, right? And then, come, Elizabeth, come and attend Joyce Church. So, lift up holy hands, you know. So she's lifting up holy hands in church. You know, she's worshiping God, right? And then, after service, she goes to Angela's house, right? And then she now tells Angela that I'm born again. I don't want to be with you again. I don't want to be with you again. You know? What do you think Angela is going to do? Angela is going to do in that situation? Will he allow her go? Eh? He won't allow her go now. He won't allow her go. Let's not say that the reason why you're with Angela is because Angela has money. You know? What do you think Angela is going to do? He was giving her 50K. He will give her 100K. So that she can stay. Abina?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So let's not assume that, go back to Joy. Okay? So let's not assume that Joy is not counseling that, why are you having sex with this guy now? You're a Christian now. Why are you doing all of these things? You know? Why are you doing all of these things? Stop that relationship. Stop that relationship. You know? Now, as she's talking like this now, then Elizabeth will now say, Aved, 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 Aved. Then Elizabeth will now come here. Maybe she's in her room. Angela will now come. I'll go and meet her. I say, you've not come for the past 3 days. What's happening now? Then you'll now say, and I just wanted to take you to Morocco, you know? I'm going to Morocco next week, and I want to take you. Let's go to the beach. It's going to be a good time. And I love you. In fact, I'm going to marry you.
Yeah.
And that's what you say now, because he doesn't want her to go, Abby. I'm going to marry you. And let's say Angela is too weak. Then Angela will now follow him. I say, but we won't have sex, so we won't have sex, so we'll just go. I'll follow him to Morocco. Now, what is she going to do? What do you think she will do? She will pray for her. She will pray for her. What will she pray for? Yeah? That the relationship should scatter, right? Or that she should come back to her right senses, right? Okay. So, why is Elizabeth going back? Greed, yeah. Why is he not allowing her go?
Greed.
Huh? Now, every time that she's here, what's happening here? Satan. Do you understand? So, Angela does not need to be an occultist to be an agent of Satan. He just needs to be a selfish person. Meaning, he just wants a girl. That's enough. You understand? You don't need to visit Babalawo. You don't need to. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And then let's say, come. Yeah, come. Let's say 20 years ago, this is Elizabeth's mother. You know? And the exact same thing happened 20 years ago. That instead of her listening to her pastor, she listened to the man. You know? It could be a situation that in their family, there's a generational issue. You know, demons always, you know, some families, for instance, all the girls are always wayward. You know? So now there's a serious demonic issue, but it's looking like it's just normal thing that is happening, you know? And what's perpetrating it? Greed. You understand? All right, you guys can go back. Do you understand? So you don't need to be, you don't need to be, most witchcraft is done by good people like you and I. You understand? Witchcraft, like serious witchcraft. It's done by normal people that you're meeting on the streets. Why? Because it is, and that's what Jesus Christ is talking about here. It's this life is not measured by how you own. It's the way you think. The way you think, that's what's perpetuating the evil spirit. You understand? All right? It's how you're thinking. You know? Hallelujah. Amen. Are we together? So as a guy, for instance, you have to be a very good person. You know? You have to be a good person. Even though being a good person would, and that's why one of the major attacks that young people have is a general attack. Every generation has it. The good people are usually the outcasts. You know, the bad people are the ones that are celebrated. Right? You know. So it's the bad person in your school that is the most popular person in your school. You get it, right? The good one is, you know, it's Satan. You know, so that everybody would think that you shouldn't be good. You know, but you have to be a good person. I tell you the truth. You have to be a good person, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's go back to 1 Timothy. So you should be well agreed, for life is not measured by how much you own. Now, it says, that now godliness with contentment is great gain. All right, let's continue. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. You know, this is one of the most profound lessons that you will learn in life, that there is no value in things. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, physical things. There is no value in it. You know, I tell you the truth, there's no value in it. Most people only discover this thing 95. You know, but if you can, you don't have the life experience, but if you can listen to me and just agree with it and allow it become a guiding principle in life, you know, you will be a champion over every life issues, you know. There is nothing that we brought into this world, and there is nothing that we are carrying out of this world. So therefore, that means that there is a value that we should not place on physical things. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes,
yeah. At the end of the day, everybody's life is going to the same direction. Do you understand what I mean? The person that was first in your class is going to be the same as the person that was last in your class. Are we together? The person that became the president of Nigeria is, at the end of the day, going to be equal to the guy begging on the streets. Hallelujah. Are we together? If I die now, you people will cry at me. Okay. What's the point of that cry to me? How is that cry affecting me? See, you're not crying for me, you're crying for yourself. Yes, sir. You're not crying for me. If our president should die now, we put RIP. It doesn't affect him. It doesn't affect him. It's ourselves. You know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So ultimately, you are going to die one day. And so the point is that ultimately, even if you are an evil person, that's what I'm saying, it won't matter. Because if maybe if everybody came for a funeral and said, this girl's stingy, they borrow me money, it doesn't count. Because that's what they are saying. It doesn't affect me. If I was stingy and I'm in heaven, I'm in heaven. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, right? If I was stingy and I'm in hell, I'm in hell. If I was generous and I'm in hell, I'm in hell. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah. In fact, even if I build 15,000 schools, it doesn't affect me. It affects them. But if I build 15,000 schools and I am in hell, there's no point of all these schools. I would rather have built only 2 schools and be in hell, if that was the issue. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. So you need to be armed with this knowledge, eh? That there is ultimately no point in physical things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go on. And can we read together? No. Only leave it only one. Only the next verse, verse 8. All right. 1, 2, go. Read this well. No. Go back. And having food and clothing With this we shall be content. Hallelujah. Food and clothes. Now, this is not a natural decision to make, okay? What Paul is saying, he is not really communicating a revelation per se. He's communicating a choice. Are we together? Are we together? Yes, he's communicating a choice. That's why his phrasing is that with this we shall be, meaning we have chosen. Are we together?
Yes,
we have chosen to be content with food and clothing. What does that mean? It means that, are you guys hearing me? It means that we are not going to, what is contentment? Contentment is wholeness, okay? Contentment is your value that you place on yourself. Contentment is, for the lack of a better word, it is the positivity in your mind. Are we together? Are we together? Right? It is the value that you place on yourself. Okay? So, because men naturally place value on abundance of things, we don't place value on ourselves. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning, as I am here like this, if I'm a normal man, I won't place value on myself. I'll place value on the things I have. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? But contentment is the other way around. The contentment is that I'm placing value on myself. Okay? So contentment is not that I don't have ambition. That's not what it is. Contentment is value. Is where is your value? Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? So what Paul is telling Timothy is that put yourself in a mind or in a state of mind where you have value irrespective of what you have or what you don't have. Your value as a man does not come from what you have. Hallelujah. Are we together? That's contentment. Okay? Because lack of contentment, that's why lack of contentment cannot be satisfied. Hallelujah. Meaning, if you are not content, you can't fill that space with things. Hallelujah. Are we together? That's why the shoe that they give you today, it's only good in the first 3 months. After 3 months, you will start wishing for another one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? Because it has nothing to do with the physical thing. The point is that you have placed value on that thing. Right? But that's not the location of value. The location of value is yourself. Everybody say, I am valuable. Yeah. I mean, literally, you are valuable. You know? You are God's creation. That's the source of your value. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? Your value is not based on what you have. Your value is based on who you are. Hallelujah. And this is why, if you don't have this thing, even though you are a Christian, there's a kind of evil you perpetrate. You see, when you judge people based on what they have and what they don't have, it's similar to that earlier story. Your natural interaction, you'll be communicating Satan to people. Some of you communicate Satan, you know, to your classmates. You communicate Satan. The person that don't have sense, you know, there's always somebody in class that doesn't have sense. You know, he's always last in class, that kind of thing. Or maybe you are the one, you know. You will be looking down on the person. You know, you'll be following your entire class to be laughing at the person. You'll just be following everybody because you are thinking. You don't need to have A1 in maths to be valuable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes.
What I'm talking about has nothing to do with, is the reason why, as a child of God, demons should not press you in the night, even if you are prayerless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Even if you've not read the Bible in the past 6 months, demons should not press you. This is your brother now. If you come now and you find out that he's hungry, what will you do? You look for food, Abby. It doesn't matter. Even if he's a very rubbish person, it doesn't matter. You understand? He's your brother. He's not based on, there are things that are on the level of, okay, you'll be a good person. But just by virtue of the fact that he's in your family, there are things that there's a disposition that you have towards him to take care of him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And God is better than Earthly Father. Don't forget that. He said, if you evil know how to give your children good gifts, how much more do you think God wants to give the spirits? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your value has nothing to do with what you have. It has nothing to do with whether it's called first in WAEC in your school, whether it's called last in WAEC in your school. It has absolutely zero to do with that thing. As a human being, you have value. Whether you are blind, whether you cannot walk, whether your mind is not there like that, you know, whatever is going on with you, as a human being, you have value. Hallelujah. This is not a good thing. It's a good thing. It's not better than the way it is in the world. Hallelujah. Talk to me now. Is it not better? It's better now. You know it's better now because a lot of you here, you are the one being oppressed. But the problem is that you are just waiting for your own turn to oppress other people. You know, a lot of your prayer of blessing is just so that God can finally make you now start oppressing other people. Amen. You see this thing with guys a lot, you know, very nonsense men. When they were young, because you know the way life is usually those that know book that usually make more money. So in secondary school, when you know book and you don't have any of that, all the girls will not like you. I mean, so you will not be keeping that in your heart. You know, when you now start working in all company, you will now start destroying the market. You know, I mean, you destroy the prostitution market. You know. Because something that you should pay maybe 10K for, you drop 100K. You know? That's what happened in Nigeria now. That's why all the girls, their eyes are true, because of the old boys. You know, the old boys scattered the prostitution market. You know. Hallelujah. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the old boys that, you know. A lot of you girls, you've been cultured by your old boys. Directly, indirectly. You know, meaning what you're seeing online. Which I've seen online is they caught one recently. What's his name? Casey Luxury. I mean, you know, he's a drug guy. You know, he gets. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? So why are you valuable? Let me ask you. Why are you valuable? Yeah, you're God's creation. Hallelujah. Amen. You are made in the image and in the likeness of God. So you are all valuable. And you, as a believer, you have to know how to relate with everyone. You must relate with everyone, high and low. Are we together? If you are low, you must know how to relate with high people. Don't say I'm low, be pitying me, because that's another form of pride, self-pity. Are we together? Are we together? See, I'm taking time on this thing because truthfully, like 95% of what you're calling challenges, this is the solution to it. Yes, sir. Eh? The majority of human beings' problem is not really the problem itself. It's how your mind is working. It's your perception of the issue. Are we together? Huh? It's how your mind is working. You have such a fantastic opportunity to be in God's family. I tell you the truth. You know, so make the most of it, okay? If you are low, talk to high people as if you have something. Don't go and meet somebody richer than you and be begging. No. Are we together? In fact, let me tell you something there. Let me tell you something. Anybody here that is thinking that the way I will advance in life is to be having rich friends, you'll be disappointed. You'll be very disappointed. Zayan, are you hearing me? Are you sleeping? Are you guys hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Is not, you know. See, rich people, they don't give money. Oh. Amen. Are you guys hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Hear me. Well, rich people, they don't give money like that. In fact, rich people hold money the most. Yeah. Lots of times, it's better to work for middle people than wealthy people. Rich people, they will price you. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked because you think that you have the money and I pay. No, that's not how the thing works. That's not how the thing works. In fact, rich people, they are the ones that price the most. Yeah. Rich people are the ones that price the most. Because in their mind, they understand the value of money. That's what they think. So they don't release money anyhow. Understand? Rich people owe the most. Huh? Are we together? Rich people owe bank. As it, Don't think that it's by once I know wealthy people, once I know politician's son, once I know this one, that's when I'll advance in life. It's not true. Are we together? What do you owe people? You owe people goodness. Just be good to everyone. Hallelujah. Just be good to everyone. Be good to low people. Be good to high people. Be good to everyone. That's what God wants you to be. All right. Let's go to Matthew 5, verse 13. Are you happy to be in church?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Hold on. 1, 2, go. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ looked at a certain set of people and called them the salt of the earth. I think I've already made the point, so I won't really stress this so much. But, you know, why is it important we say these things? Because for you to have the peace of God, are you guys hearing me? It is not a function of what is happening around you. It's a function of what is going on in your heart and in your mind. Okay? For you to be peaceful, as God understands, or as God gives peace, it is a function of understanding and knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a function of understanding. Okay? There are many challenges that are going to come your way, that how you are going to respond is your identity. Are we together? For example, some of you have gotten admission. You don't have money for school fees. Okay? Now, how you would primarily have to respond is identity. The issue that you are having is not that you don't have the money to pay your school fees. It's that it is affecting your emotions and how you see yourself. Are we together? Yeah. So, when you have a strong identity in who you are, and you always, that's where I'll end on this peace matter, and you are very firm, that's why you always have to be in church, you have to spend time on it. It doesn't build in one day. You know, Satan has used 18 years, some of you, to finish your life. You can't just fix everything in 2 months, you know. I'm talking about the brain work, what Satan has done, you know. So, you're going to have to respond primarily based on who you are, not what you have. Is this problem something that is worthy of my attention? Most problems are not worthy of your emotions like that. I tell you the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you the truth. Most problems are not worthy of your emotions, you know. So things like contentment, those are tools, you know. I don't have money for this, but I have food, I have clothing, I'm okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? If there's any deadline that is approaching, which for a lot of us, we have things approaching, house rent, whatever. You have to sleep. If maybe the house rent is, the deadline is tomorrow. Today is Saturday, so Sunday. This Saturday night, you must sleep like a baby. In fact, you must sleep in a way where you even have a dream of yourself eating fried rice and chicken in China or in Singapore or somewhere like that, right? Are we together? Yeah? You have to enjoy yourself. You have to sleep. You have to be cool. Hallelujah. That's actually what God has done for you. Eh? That's what God has done for you. It is possible. Tell your neighbor it is possible. It's very possible, you know? Because pressure, when you are under pressure, you will make blunders, you know? You understand? When you're under pressure, you know, there are many people that have sex, not because they want to have sex, but because everybody around them is having sex, you know? And it's not like you will forget to have sex. Hallelujah. People don't forget to have sex. What I mean by that, it's not like you reach 50, like, I'm not having sex. You know? You won't forget. Are we together? You will eventually have sex. So you don't need to pressure yourself, you know? I tell you the truth. You know? One of my, someone I know, her boyfriend cheated on her, you know? You know the kind of cheating where maybe on his birthday, you will get there and the dinner, you will not see the other girl. Yeah. You know, that kind of the cheating, you know. And then she was not angry. How can you do me like this? And she left him. Yeah, I'm done. She was not calling another person that I know. She was ranting. I'm done. 2 weeks later, she went back to the guy. You know, I think he went and told her that, you know, this one is not the real one. She's actually the side chick. You are the main one. That kind of thing. You know. So my friend was not telling me that this is what has happened. And I asked my friend, and I asked him a question. I said, what is his hold on her? Because I knew what I was asking. Does he spoil her with gifts? You know, she said, yeah. I said, that's his hold on her. You know, that's the stronghold, you know. So he takes her out to France, buys her expensive gifts and all of that, you know. Now, you have a situation where somebody is not placing value on a human being. But the person that they're not placing value on does not know, because the person themselves doesn't have value in themselves. The person thinks that he likes me because he gives me gifts. Abina, but that doesn't mean that he likes you, because gift is physical. There's no value in it. You understand? So when you are desperate and when you're not content, you'll be making those kinds of blunders. You're making those kinds of blunders. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah, you'll be making those kinds of blunders. I tell you, some people make blunders to the point where, you know, you'll have had 5 abortions for the guy, you'll have had all sorts of things for the guy, and deep down in your heart, you'll be expected that one day this guy will propose. You know, yeah. I've said that one before, you know. And all of a sudden, maybe 20 years later, he'll just tell you, pack out of my house. The lady will run mad. Like, I've seen that before. The lady will run mad. Me? That's what happened now to Chris Okafona. You know, last thing, when he had some issues, you know, I think the woman that I was messing with, obviously, you know, brought one younger babe like that to marry, and he did the marriage sharp. You know, that's always shocks women, you know. You be with a guy for 10 years, he won't marry you. You just meet one babe down the road. 2 months, I already married her, you know. And the woman ran wild, you know, she couldn't take it. You know, she started posting his stuff online and trying to embarrass him. Bro, you're late too. Ah. Now, this is church ending time. You know, please be early. Are we together?
Yes,
yeah. So that you will not make blunders, you need to be content. Hallelujah. And you can be content when you have full value on your identity. Everybody say, I'm valuable. You know, I'm not giving you motivational speaking. No. I've told you I'm valuable because God made you. If you don't believe in God, If you are quoting it, it won't change anything in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As after this teaching, you are doing retreat, this thing well, so that you enter into spiritual encounter of the thing. You understand? I'm not doing motivational speaking. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Some of you here are going to be billionaires. You know. Some of you are not going to be billionaires. Are we together? Nothing has spoiled. Amen. Are we together? Some of you will be pastors, some of you will be tailors, some of you will be... Everybody will do everything as God has ordained it. You know? God's will is going to be a carpenter. I don't want to be a carpenter again. I want to be a carpenter. No, it's going to be a carpenter. As a capital like that, it will employ some of you. It will employ some of you, you know. You know? Let me advise you, just be good to everybody. You don't know who your future husband will be. You don't know what your future wife will be. Just, let me tell you something. What you are seeing now is not the way it's going to be. This one is not revelation. This one is real life. I'm giving you real life. Nobody ever looks like their secondary school yearbook. Like 15 years in the future, nobody is ever the same. Either for good or for bad, you know. For bad is that you see fine babes that were forming that they were the ones running the town. When you see them, you're like, eh? You know? Because if you don't have God, your face will wrinkle. Your face will stretch. Especially if you, as a woman, if you not have the unfortunate probability happen to you of meeting a son of Satan. The wrong man will stretch your face, like your face will wrinkle. You know, and you see the good one, you see people that you thought were rubbish people, You know, I remember I joined my my secondary school group briefly. I joined for like two months. I left it. People are rubbish people. But I joined it briefly, and I was very surprised. A lot of the people, big men running things, were the dead-ass people in secondary school, you know, and they are the big boys running things. That's how life is. The first will be last, the last will be first. So be good to everyone, okay? Yeah. You don't know. Hallelujah. Are you happy?
Yes, sir.
So most problems in life, see, listen to me, most problems in life are actually, the problems exist in the physical realm, but the way you will overcome those problems is via identity, you know, being safe and secure in who you are. Hallelujah. Are we together? When you have that mindset, you won't be put down. You know, and that's what spiritual growth is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together? One of the things that define your maturity is the amount of problems you can handle. Okay? Or the most spiritual phrase is burdens. You know, that's just when we want to spiritualize it. But burdens is problem. You understand? Burdens is problem. For example, all of you that's let me not talk all the songs, but it's problem, you know. That's what burdens are. And when you are growing, it is as a result of, or it is because you can handle more. Amen. Yeah, of course you can handle more. If all the problems that is on my head comes on your head, you will less. But you won't less because you don't have anointing. No, it's not anointing. It's not glory that will make you less. There's nothing in giftings that, you know, or anointing in quotes. The reason why you're less is that you don't have the strength to handle the problem. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah, you don't have the strength. Okay? And that strength is peace. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I solve a problem every day, you people, you always give all sorts of problems. You are just one, for example, you guys, you are just one, or you are the major problem givers, as for the most important problem givers, but you are just one face of problem. Hallelujah. Almost all of you are giving me problem. Yeah. You might not have had one conversation, but you are giving me problem, you know, even though you've not had one conversation. You understand? There are things I know about you that you don't know that I know. Are we together? Yeah. Some of you, I know your greatest enemy. You know, I know the person doing your destiny. You know, I know the person. And the person is not far from me. But the person is in your house. Some of you, the people doing your destiny is your mom. And I know. Do you understand? It's not you. It's not you have issues. You don't have. But yeah, you know, there's problem of all kinds, you know. And I'm just I'm gonna take manage this. Hallelujah. What am I saying? I'm saying it so that the problem doesn't, is it the way my face is fresh? It's not that I don't have problem. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's not like when you now have money for skincare, that's when your face will be fresh. No, it is when you are dwelling in peace. Are we together? When you are dwelling in peace, things will be coming, they'll just be bouncing off. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Things will be coming, they'll just be bouncing off, you know. I'm going to have a meeting with you guys going to university. Look, I mean, you can go through a season of your life where legitimately you don't have money and you're suffering the impacts of that, okay? You can. I don't know if I've told you guys my story before, but I mean, when I went to university, we couldn't pay it's now called JUPEB, you know, but back then it used to be called Diploma Unilag. We didn't have the money to pay, and it was the day before. That's what I need in this country, is money that runs everything. As long as they have money, people always collect that money, you know. It was the day of first semester exam that I paid my school fees, you know, the first day of the exam. So I missed, we had Chemistry 101, I missed that exam, you know, because I never paid, I never registered. So it was the day of that exam. In fact, when I went to the office at my faculty, the lady abused me. She was like, oh, you're a serious student, you know? Yeah, she was like, yeah, just come and register. So I remember the next day. So I'd done that. So the next day, I was not taking the exam as normal. So a couple of my friends, I'm not like, well, this guy, you know, it don't be for you, you know. But it was cool. And then after result came out, you know, I had one of the best results. Or at least I had the best result amongst my friends, you know. So I didn't even know I had a good result like that. Because I was just coming to school, and then somebody saw me. Someone ran to me. I was like, guy, how did you take Duan, you know? Because everything I had A, B, A, B, A, B. Then that chemistry 101 dash. You know, no result. You know. So then I started, from that day, they started respecting me. Because I won't buy textbook. I think that was the phrase. You know, they buy textbook where they pass. You know. And it was not like I didn't want to buy textbook. I didn't have the money to buy the textbook. So I would all write my notes, I'll read my books, and that's it, you know. And to eat, which was it? I mean, I'm just going to school. After I go to school, maybe I'll just buy one biscuit. And just, you know. So I get back home, you know. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah, so you can go through that kind of phase in your life. You know. And it's not a big deal. It's not like, oh God, see, I'm suffering. It's just life. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's just life. It's not that big a deal. It's not that big. You're the one making it a big deal. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're the one making it a big deal. You know? You're the one making it a big deal. I also know Chalante. Kai, as in, I'll stay at the back. I'll just enjoy myself. You know, during exam, I'll be worshiping. You know, whether I know the book, whether I don't know it. I'm just speaking in tongues, enjoying myself. You know, hallelujah. That's what God has given us. You know, it's a life that overcomes everything. You know, hallelujah. Do you like what I'm saying? So I was saying last week about how to walk in this space. So primarily, time has even gone safe. So one of the most powerful tools, please listen to me. This is arguably the most important thing I'm going to be teaching. One of the most powerful tools or one of the most powerful things that keeps you in the very presence of God is thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Are we together? If you want to pray now and you want to feel the tangible presence of God, all we need to do is to say, let us start giving God thanks. Are we together?
Yes,
I guess, Jeremy.
Yes,
that's why when you pray, always start with thanksgiving. It ushers you into the presence of God. If you want to improve your spiritual sensitivity, be full of thanksgiving. You can't be in thanksgiving and not be full of the Spirit. You know, the Spirit will be the one guiding your heart, your actions, everything that you are doing. Are we together? So you have to be in thanksgiving every day of your life. That has to be your mindset.
Yes.
Are we together? Simple phrases like God is in control should be in your mouth. Whenever someone brings problem to you, God is in control. Are we together? It was things like, it was my university experience or my young youth experience. That's what taught me all these kind of things. God is in control. You know, if your leg should break, we're not thanking God that our leg broke. We're thanking God that God is in control. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You always have to be in thanksgiving. Down to thanking God for the food that you are eating. You know, this thing I'm saying is very simple. I hope you will listen to what I'm saying. Biscuit that you are eating, God, I thank you. You wake up in the morning, God, I thank you. You drink pap, God, I thank you. Huh? They fix your NEPA lights, God, I thank you. Don't just shout up NEPA and just go and start watching TV. Say, God, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes,
money enters your account, God, I thank you. Huh? Always have a heart of gratitude. I tell you the truth. That thing will preserve you. It will preserve you. Because you see, when your heart is in thanksgiving, you see, what you're calling, I feel down, I feel sad, is demons. Okay? When you're at Thanksgiving, those demons can't, they can only whisper, but they will not be able to get to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they can whisper. Demons always whisper to you. Demons are whispering to everybody all the time, even me, myself. Those are those thoughts, you know. But it will always just be at that level. As you grow in Thanksgiving, it will just bounce. It will just be bouncing. It will just be bouncing. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no reason why nobody should not be in Thanksgiving. No reason. Hallelujah. There's no reason. There's nobody has a justification for not thanking God. No human being. And you don't need to compare yourself to another human being. You don't need to say things like, there are many people that can't eat. You know, that kind of talk is a very strange kind of talk, because even those people that can't eat, they should still be thanking God. They are not, nobody's better than, do you understand what I'm saying? All right. I still don't have to tell you now. You know, God brought you here. Your leg will not break for you to not start thanking God. What if your leg broke? The people that their leg broke, are they bad people? No. Do you understand what I'm saying? The people that enter the plane, the plane crashed, they're not bad people. That's not why the plane crashed. Hallelujah. The people that they kidnapped, I saw they just kidnapped some students, NYC. They're not bad people. Some of them are Christians. Some of them are coming from church. Some of them just did anointing service. You know, they're not bad people. Are we together? The Christians that they cut their neck, they're not bad Christians. They're not weak Christians. They're not prayerless Christians. Okay, bad things just happen. It's the way the world is. Same way you can catch malaria, nobody can catch bullets. That's just how the world is. Okay? So we should all be in Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Yeah, be in Thanksgiving. You know, no matter what is happening, just be thankful. Build it as a muscle. You know, I tell you the truth. At times you'll force yourself. You know, maybe at times you'll be doing something that your natural disposition is shameful. You know, maybe you're carrying, is there anybody that carries, carrying something to sell? You know. And for you, you've always seen yourself as a big girl. You know, I can't be caught on the street doing this kind of thing. But yeah. As I carry that, you think, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah. When you are in Thanksgiving, then the peace of God will flow in your heart. So you will sleep better, you know. You should also, when you are in Thanksgiving, I'm speaking to one or two people here, but on this thing that I'm saying, but when you're in Thanksgiving, your heart is also going to heal faster, because you see, a lot of our emotional tantrum is actually broken hearts. Hallelujah. Are we together? It's broken hearts. And I don't mean broken heart from relationship. I just mean broken heart, maybe mockery, you know. The heart is very, please listen to me, The heart is very delicate, you know. So some of us have been mocked when we were younger. Maybe they've called you a lodo in school. All those things have really injured you. And when you are Thanksgiving, you put yourself in a position where God can heal you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Yeah. That's what Thanksgiving does. And you also need to focus your mind on good things. Are you hearing me? What did I say? Yeah, your mind has to be focused on good things. You know? What do I mean by good things? Who can tell me what do you think I mean by good things? What do you think I mean by good things? Let's look at Philippians 4, verse 8. Philippians 4, verse 8. All right, let's read together. 1, 2, go. All right, continue now. Let's read it together. Go back. 1, 2, go. So the things that you learned, received, and heard, and saw in me. Okay? So if you go back, to verse 8. When he's saying whatever things are true, noble, just, are pure, it's actually not that broad as you might think it to be, you know. It's a bit focused on are you guys hearing me? Yeah. It's a bit focused on, let me explain it this way. Let me stop at the, you know, how many of you have I given a gift before? I know it's not that much, you know, but how many of you have I given? Maybe I give you a bag collection shirt or something like that. Okay, gifts. Okay, only gifts. All right. How did it make you feel? Happy. Okay? Why are you laughing now? Oh, gift. Abby. Her name is Gift. Okay. All right. Now, it's very simple. Okay? When you think about your life, you need to want to emulate that. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? Do you get what I'm saying? Meaning, you have to want to emulate the good things that you see in your elders. That has to be what you are thinking about. Okay? Do you get what I'm saying? All right? So you have to want to, because people are living ahead of you and they are setting an example for you. So they are setting an example for you so that those things can be the things that occupy your mind. So you should be in a situation where you don't have money, but you are thinking about God blessing you to help others that don't have money. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like someone goes to, typically, at times, when maybe somebody goes to prison, let me use prison as an example. Someone can go to prison and be like, these people are suffering, no? And then the person leaves prison and forgets that people are suffering. Another person can go to prison, these people are suffering, no? And when the person leaves prison, the person's like, let us do something to help the people in prison. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So you need to have the second mindset. And the way you have the second mindset is when your mind is focused on the good things that you are seeing around you. That's why church is important. Amen. Huh? That's why church is important. You understand? People are showing you how to live. And you're meant to mentally put yourself in that place. I'm serious. This is how to think like a serious child of God. You say you have to be, when you think, because you know everybody right now is thinking about their future. Abi now?
Yes, sir.
Some of you, the only thing you're thinking about your future is the car you will drive. Eh? What I'm saying is that you have to think about our future with the people that you will help. When your mind is in that meditative place, God will fill your heart with peace. You see, if you're a good person, you will like your life. A lot of the problems that human beings have, human beings are not good people. Remember the story, human beings are selfish. That's why demons oppress us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The natural state of a man is evil and wicked. That's the natural state of a man. Is to do what will please him only. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But if you think about other people, you will feel good about yourself. Meaning you wake up, God will be giving your heart peace. God will be giving your heart peace. If you're a selfish person and you do prayer points, you do prayer warrior, as your prayer will be increasing, your depression will be increasing. So, are we together? You're not with me, are we together?
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's stop here, okay? We'll continue next week. So there are two more tools. There's peace, there is wisdom, there's patience. You remember, that's good. There's peace, there's wisdom, there is patience, okay? So wisdom is counsel, all right? That's what I mean by wisdom, counsel, getting counsel, okay? Many people are too daft to not get counsel, all right? Many people, everybody wants to do their thing by themselves. You know, there's a kind of excitement you have when you're doing your thing by yourself, you know, but it's foolish. You have to get counsel. You have to get wisdom, you know. And wisdom is available. There's wisdom everywhere. Focus now. There's wisdom everywhere, you know, but you just need to get counsel. When you get counsel, you'll be good, okay? And the last is patience or endurance. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
That talks about, You see, some problems there. Is war of who we give up first. You outlast some problems. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yeah. You have to have endurance to outlast something. Some things will not change in 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. People that promise you that are Yahoo boys or Yahoo pastor. You know. Are we together? You're going to have to be patient in doing good. So you'll be doing good. You'll be doing good. You'll be doing good. That you do good today doesn't mean that you'll be responded with good back. You know? In fact, the first time you do good, most likely people will reject your good. Yeah, right? But you have to keep on. That's the problem that some of you have with your parents. Okay, I've changed. I've changed. You'll not be washing the plates for 1 week. You know? And after the next fight, you just give up. You don't go back. I'm not. Yeah, it's because you don't have endurance. You know, you have to always be doing good. Be doing good. Be doing good. Be doing good. Then you will outlive every problem that you have. You know, patience is powerful. It's very powerful. You know, with patience, you can defeat mighty people. If two people are fighting, the more patient person will win. You know, if somebody just come in. Maybe it's patience that is Boko Haram people they use. That's their major weapon, you know. You understand? Boko Haram cannot kill Nigeria. Nigeria is 200 million people. Boko Haram is maybe 500,000 or 250,000. But they have patience. They will keep on doing it, keep on doing it, keep on doing it, you know. Hallelujah. All right, let's rise up. Are you happy? So tell me what. Oh, no, sit down, sit down. Let's discuss. We're done. But sit down. Tell me, how are you going to respond to this message that I've just... All this talk I've been talking. I need to know. How are you going to respond? What are you going to do? Yeah, someone should talk. We're done. I don't have any... holding anybody. Ayana, I need to know. Who wants to talk? How are you going to respond? Everybody's looking away. All right, Aisha.
Yeah, so I think one of the ways I would use this word is just staying in the place of thanksgiving. Like, yeah, I think I'll do that more.
That's it. All right. I need like 3 people at least. Elizabeth is raising up hand. What are you going to do? Think about your life. I'm telling you so that you think about your life. Don't be waiting for Holy Ghost revelation.
One of the things I'll start doing is saying thank you for busy things, simple things like biscuits. I'll say thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'll start being a good person.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Anointing.
Perfect. I'll thank God, like, I'll start being very, very thankful, yes, and for this word too, because it was really, like, eye-opening, and it was, like, relatable, and also, I would place more extra value on myself, like, that one really stood for me, yeah.
All right. How many people is that? That's 1, 2, 3. I still need some more people. You need to think. I want you to think about your life and tell me, what are you going to do? I need a guy. I bet all the guys not listening to me. Zion, I said, why are you sleeping? You say you are not sleeping. No, I'm not saying go and give it to him. I'm not saying that you said you were sleeping. You said you were not sleeping, Abby. I want you to prove to me that you are not sleeping. All right, so I need a guy. Yeah, we'll come to you. We'll come to you, Faith. But I need a guy. All right,
so firstly, I'll be more thankful to God, to people around me. And secondly, I'll respond to problems through identity.
All right. Did you raise your hand? Yeah. No, I didn't say give him. I said, did you raise your hand?
Yes.
No, I didn't say give him. I'll tell you when to give him. You raised your hand, Abby.
Yes, sir.
I didn't see that hand. Which one is this one? Please, if you are raising your hand, raise your hand. Well, let's let everybody say it. I rebuke every form of timidity. So, do you want to talk? And then raise your hand. No, raise your hand. All right.
First of all, I will be thankful. Like, for everything I do, I have to be thankful. The second one is peace. Like, in my entire life, I have to, like, value things and understand from the mindset.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. All right, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I give them.
So I think one thing I'll do is having value on things that I do and on myself. And
yeah.
Also, living a peaceful life, like just be simple, and also I will be thankful both to God and things that people do to me around me.
Say that last part again.
I'll be thankful to God and the things and what's like if people do.
Yeah.
Things, I'll be more thankful.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, gifts. I'm sorry, Fitz.
And I'm going to be thankful, first of all. And second thing is, I'll be a good person and a valuable person to my classmates. And the last is, I'll be focused on God. I'll not be saying down to each other stuff. That is all about God.
Yeah, amazing. All right, that's good. Does any other person want to? All right, let's rise up.